Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi. My name is Adina Schmidman. Please join Tzivi Zuckerman for the Rosh Chodesh of presentation and Adina Broder in the 9 days Morning with Meaning series, where she explores the kinos more deeply. Sign up at ou.org/women/9days23, the digit 9 days 23. May our deeper understanding of our national loss and heartfelt kinos lead to a rebuilt Beis HaMikdash. May it be speedily in our day. And now for today's Perek.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Tardi Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz. Today we'll continue our study of Sefer Mishlei. We are learning Perek Yod Dalet. So as we have been doing, it's the teachings of King Shlomo, not necessarily in any set order, but pearls of wisdom by which to live our lives. We'll look at a sampling of the Pesukim, and then I will focus on one specific Pasuk and lesson. So here we go, Perek Yod Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, Chachmos Nashim Ban Sabesa, V'Ival Spiada Teharsenu. The wisdom of the woman builds her home, but the foolish one destroys it with her own hands. Interestingly, in the beginning of the parak, we have the topic again of speech, of mouth, which is, like I mentioned, a recurring topic in Mishlei of King Shlomo. Pasuk Gimel, Befi Avil Choter Ga'ava, V'Sifsei Chachamim Tishmureim. In the mouth of the fool is the staff of pride, Gava, like we pronounce it usually, Gaiva, and the lips of the wise will protect them. So once again, the idea that the foolish have their downfall in their mouths, and the wise people have their success in their mouth. And it's our choice. It's really our choice. It's our choice if we choose to speak properly, honestly, sincerely, or if we choose to speak deceit, deception, and words of ambush. Pasuk Hey, Eid Emunim Lo Yechazev V'Yafiach Kizavim Eid Sheker. A trustworthy witness will not lie, but a false witness utters and spreads lies. Once again, the power of words. Pasuk Vav, Bikesh Leitz Chachma V'Ayin. A foolish person seeks out wisdom and he does not find it. What does that mean? So Steinsaltz Ketuvim says such light-headed individuals are unwilling to make the requisite effort, and therefore wisdom, true wisdom, will elude them. The Da'as Levonen Nakal, but knowledge is easy for the discerning man. Pasuk Zayin, Leich Mineged Leish Kesil, go far away from a foolish man. Uval Yadata Sifsei Da'as. But keep your distance from those who you do not know to have knowledgeable lips. So here King Shlomo is warning you to stay far away from dangerous people, people you don't know, people you don't trust, people who are fools. Pasuk Yud, Lev Yodea Maras Nafsho. This is a really I found this personally very, very powerful pasuk. Lev Yodea Maras Nafsho Ubisimchaso Lo Yisarev Zar. You know what this means? Lev Yodea, the heart knows, Maras Nafsho, the bitterness of one's soul. Ubisimchaso, and in his, in a person's own rejoicing, Lo Yisarev Zar, stranger cannot mix. What does this mean? Steinsaltz Ketuvim, a person experiences his own pain and his own joy directly. No one else can experience these feelings with the same force. I found this to be so powerful because as we go through different situations in life, whether they are times of bitterness, maras nafsho, or times of simcha, besimcha, so the reality is that no one, absolutely no one in the world, can exactly feel how we feel. No matter how close a person to you is, they are a different person. They're not the same as you. Even, for example, one's spouse, there's different upbringings, different pasts, different education, different personalities, different outlooks on life, and so no matter how close a person may be to somebody else, whether it's a child, a sibling, a best friend, even if it looks like two people are going through the same situation, the reality is that no one can relate to what is in your heart. Only, of course, the Ribono Shel Olam. I found this pasuk very profound. Pasuk Yud Dalet, Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Yud, Lev Yodea Maras Nafsho B'Simchaso Lo Yisarev Zar. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Beis Rasha'im Yishamed, the house of the wicked will be destroyed. V'Ohel Yisharim Yafriach, but the tent of the straight person, the righteous person, will blossom forth. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Gam B'Scho Kich'av Lev. To me, this is a similar theme to Pasuk Yud, which we just spoke about. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Gam B'Scho Kich'av. Even when there is laughter, the heart has pain. V'acharisa simcha tuga. What is this pasuk telling you? Even in laughter, the heart aches, and grief is the end of joy. Steinsaltz Ketuvim. If people are suffering from depression or a state of sorrow or challenges or difficulties, their pain endures even while they laugh. And often, like the pasuk says at the end, va'achariso, what is the end? Simcha tuga. The end of joy is grief. Why? The sadness resurfaces again immediately after the joy is passed. I found those two psukim to be particularly related to each other, Yud and Yud Gimel. The end of the parak, let's just skip ahead, some more psukim, pasuk avav, b'yiras Hashem mivtach oz, u levana v'hiya machza, and the fear of God is the strong fortification. If you want to know where you can find safety in life, it's in the fear of God. U levana v'hiya machza. And to one's children, there will be shelter. When we teach our children to be God-fearing people, we will find shelter, and so will they. Yiras Hashem mekor chayim. To be God-fearing is the source of life. Lasur mimokshe mavis. To turn away from the ensnare, the trap of death. Again, a very recurring theme in Mishlei. A person has to be a yirei shamayim. You have to revere God. You have to see God. You have to perceive Him in your life. Finally, last pasuk we're going to look at, pasuk chavches, birov am hajos melech. Oh, many of the sayings in Mishlei are very, very famous to us, even if we don't necessarily know which exact perek or where they're from in Ketuvim. Here we go. Pasuk chavches, birov am hajos melech. Amongst the multitudes of the nation is the glory of the king. And the pasuk actually has a continuation. Be'efes la'om mechitas razon, and in the lack of nation, meaning when the nation is small, when there's no constituents, when the number of people dwindle, is the ruin of a prince. So berav am hadras melech on the one hand, ube'efes la'om mechitas razon, but in the lack of nation is the ruin of a prince. What do I want to speak about today? Even though all the psukim that we've just sampled are so beautiful, and really there's so much to say, and you see what a wealth of knowledge King Shlomo is transmitting to us, but I want to look with you at Perek Yudale Pasuk Aleph, Mishlei 14:1. Chachmos Nashim Ban Sabesa Ve'ivels Biyadat Teharsenum. The wisdom of a woman builds her home, but the foolish one destroys it with her own hands. In order to darshan this pasuk, we go to Parshas Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Tes Zayin. Parshas Korach. Vayipech Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kohas ben Levi v'dasan v'aviram b'nei Aliyah v'on ben Palas b'nei Reuven. And Korach took with words Korach, the son of Yitzhar, the son of Kohas, the son of Levi, and Dasan and Aviram, the sons of Aliyah, and on ben Palas, the sons of Reuven from the tribe of Reuven. So who is Korach? Korach was a first cousin to Moshe and Aaron. Okay, there's Kohas. Kahas has three children. There's Levi. He is Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. Kahas has four children. I made a mistake. Okay, there's Levi. He's in the tribe of Levi. He's the son of Yaakov. Levi has three sons, Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. Kahas has four sons, Amram, Yitzhar, Chevron, and Uziel. Amram is the father of Moshe and Aaron, and Yitzhar is the father of Korach. So Korach is Moshe and Aaron's first cousin. Their fathers, Amram and Yitzhar, are brothers. Their grandfather is Kahas. Good. What is Korach's problem? We obviously do not have time to go through the whole sugya here, but Korach b'kitzur is jealous. He doesn't want to only be a Levi. His first cousin is the king. His next first cousin is a Kohen Gadol. I should only be a Levi. And he is jealous. Furthermore, he's jealous that the son of the youngest uncle, Uziel's youngest uncle, his son Eltzavon, was just appointed Nasi, prince, over this family. And he says it's one thing that Moshe and Aaron took Gedula for themselves, but the next line for Gedula is me. My father's the next uncle. Remember, Amram, Yitzhar, Chevron, Uziel. Uziel's the youngest uncle. And you made his son Eltzavon the Nasi? It's not bad enough that Avram's children took all the Gedula. You left me, the son of the second brother, Yitzhar, Korach. I have nothing? Okay, he doesn't have nothing. He's a Levi. Ezu Asher Samech Bechelko. Anyway, Lamaisa, who do I want to talk about? In this pasuk, it tells me that at the beginning of the rebellion, who's in the rebellion? Not only Korach, not only Dasan and Aviram, but On ben Pelas. Aleph Vav Nun, On, the son of Pelas, Pe Lamitav. Okay? And they come before Moshe and Aaron, and they start complaining. And what are you taking all the gedula for yourself? We're all holy. What about us? Fine. What is very, very interesting is that in the beginning of the Machlokas, the Torah records the presence of On ben Pelas. And at the end of the Machlokas, when Korach and his family go down into the ground, and the 250 men are swallowed up by the fire, there's no mention of On ben Pelas. So the question is, what happened to On ben Pelas? Did he just disappear off the map? In fact, it's Korach and his men and families who disappeared off the map. What happened to On ben Pelas? I take you to the Gemara. We got a Masechah Sanhedrin, Kuf Tes Amud Beis. How is On Ben Palasi? That's the only thing we're going to be speaking about. For purposes of today's show, we did a little family tree. Koch is jealous. He's the first convent of Moshe and Aaron, their father's Amram Yitzhar brothers. He's further jealous of his father's brother, Uziel, son, Eltzifon, who became Nasi. Okay, here we go. Amar Rav. Rav says, Masecha Sanhedrin, Kuftas Amad Beis. On Ben Peles, Ishto, Hitzilatu. Oh, look at this. With regard to On Ben Peles, his wife saved him. What does that mean? Amrale, his very smart wife, said to him, listen, honey, what are you doing? What are you doing? That's exactly what she said, not in those words. My nafgalachmina, what are you going to gain from joining this rebellion, On Ben Peles? Ima Rabba Antamida. If this one wins, meaning Moshe, you're going to be a disciple. That's it. You're not getting to do that. The Imar Rab. And if this one wins, meaning Korach and Talmida, you're still going to be nothing. Whoever wins, you're going to be nothing. What are you getting involved in this machokas for? So Amar La, On said to his wife, you know, you're very smart, but what should I do? Ma e'eved, what should I do? Have a be'etza, I was with them in the deliberations. The ishtabia li b'hadiyuhu. And I swore I would join the rebellion. I took an oath, so now I'm bound by oath, and I can't break my promise. I signed on the dotted line. I, On Ben Peles, will be part of this rebellion. So he says to his wife, "What should I do?" Amalei, she said to him, "Yadana dekula kinishta kadishata ninhu." I know that the entire assembly of Korach and his followers, this is what On Ben Peles' wife is saying, I know the entire assembly of Korach and his followers are all holy people. What does that mean, holy people? This is what On Ben Peles, Mrs. On Ben Peles is saying to her husband. Listen to Rashi on the Gemara. Kulam tsinuim v'kidoshim v'lo yikansu elai im ani parua. Very, very interesting. These people are rebelling against Moshe and Aaron, but they have the Pintel Yid inside of them. And Mrs. On Ben Peles says, listen, they're all holy people. What does it mean they're holy people? I just read you Rashi on the Gemara. They are all modest. They are all holy. They will not enter the tent if I sit with my hair uncovered in the front of the tent. That's what Rashi says. Ki kala idu kulam kadoshim. They're all holy. She says, I know they're holy. Interesting. Not even in the midst of this rebellion, which is clearly transgressing not only against Moshe and Aaron, but against the Ratzon Hashem, but they're holy. Kulam tsunu v'kadoshim v'lo yikansu elai imani faruah. That's Rashi translated already. Amrali, so she said to him, I'm going to save you. Tuv da'ana matzilana lach. Turn back from your dangerous courts. Matzilana lach. I'm going to save you. Ashkisei charma. She gave him hard alcohol to drink. The Arvise, what happened to him when he had hard alcohol? Well, what do you think happened to him? He became drunk. The Maharsha points out it's not just that he became drunk. If he was summoned from outside the tent to join the rebellion, he would be physically unable to respond, and thus he would not be in violation of the oath. So the Maharsha is telling you that there is a halachic loophole here. What is it? Once he becomes physically drunk, that he's physically unable to go outside the tent. Well, now he is therefore not in violation of his oath. Remember, that was the problem. So she gives him to drink. And what happens to him? He becomes drunk. And what happens? She sits at the entrance to the tent. She lets down her hair. Everyone who saw her turned around and left. They were unwilling to enter the tent. Meanwhile, Korach's assembly was swallowed up by the earth. Who saved him? His wife saved him. His wife understood, you have nothing to gain. I will save you. I'm going to uncover my hair at the front of the tent. They're all holy and they won't come in. You're going to be sleeping and drunk. You'll be absolved from your oath. On the other hand, the Gemara continues, and we're not going to do the whole piece of Gemara. It'll take too long. However, Korach's wife said to him, see what Moshe's doing. He made himself the king. He made his brother the high priest. He appointed his brother's sons the Segane Kohen, and you are nothing. And she egged him on, and she said, look how Moshe's making a laughter and scoffing out of you. The Gemara concludes, and what happened to Korach and his wife and their family? They were destroyed. Hainu diktiv, the Gemara says, Chachmas nashim bansa besa, v'ivelas be'ader terasena. The wise woman who builds the home is the wife of On Ben Peles, and the foolish one who destroys it with her hands is the wife of Korach. May we learn the wisdom of Mishlei very, very well. I wish you all a wonderful day, and be'ezrat Hashem, we will continue our learning tomorrow. Kol tov, and thank you to all. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, everybody, for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat and Le'zecher Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Rachel Rachel Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Zeitlin Rachel Bat Shlomo. May the Neshamot have aliyah in the merit of these Divrei Torah. I wish everybody a wonderful day.